A steady stream of customers arrive every morning at the Trump store and coffee house. Barista Sean Lynch whips up a latte underneath a sign that reads, "Making Coffee Great Again." He pours foam over espresso and milk, still fine-tuning his latte artwork.
Sometimes I'll make random abstract shapes and I'll be like, "Look, that's Trump's head." People are like, "No way." Just kidding. I really can't make that good yet, but...
The store is full of customers from all over the state. Some come for the coffee, others for the vast collection of Trump-inspired merch. Rosemary Questenberry drove 3 hours to buy a shirt.
So I'm picking up the medium t-shirt again. I'm an adorable deplorable.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay. I love to tell everybody I'm an adorable deplorable.
It's not just t-shirts on the racks. Everything from Trump teddy bears and rubber ducks to children's books and mugs fill the shelves. There's even a talking Trump toilet paper roll holder in the restroom that literally delivers the president's message.
Our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid. We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning.
I forget how we even stumbled on the toilet roll. You found it somehow. It's been a huge hit.
That's co-owner Steve Slayton. He opened the store with Karen McKean in 2016. They converted this former mechanics garage into an unofficial campaign headquarters for then-candidate Donald Trump.
We're passionate conservatives. We're here to hopefully keep this very, very conservative area and keep it a strong republic. So that's why we so strongly support the president's policies.
The city of Sholo is a conservative stronghold. Registered Republicans here outnumber Democrats 3-1. But not everybody here likes the Trump store. It's been vandalized, and the owners say they sometimes receive threatening calls. It's also a popular spot for peaceful protests.
Every once in a while, we have demonstrations in the park next to them, but we do our best to kind of ignore them.
Eric Kramer is chairman of Navajo County Democrats. He doesn't think the Trump store had any effect on the area's Republican voting record in the midterm. After all, he says, Navajo County, outside of Sholo, has more Democrats than Republicans.
We saw very good turnout, and that's a part of what helped us to win statewide offices for the first time in many, many years. We're feeling good about the direction of things.
So are Steve Slayton and Karen McKean. They even have plans to expand the Trump store.
It's another room over there that's not developed yet. Our plan is to make it a Trump wine bar.
With Trump wine.
Of course.
And nothing
only
else.
Trump wine.
For KNAU, I'm Aaron Granillo.